AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Funerals will be held this week for the victims of the deadly mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Texas. Among those arriving to help the grieving families in Uvalde, Texas, are funeral directors.
Funeral directors, embalmers, and others from across Texas are traveling to Uvalde to help the families of the 19 school children and two teachers killed by a gunman last week. Jimmy Lucas is the president of the Texas Funeral Directors Association. He arrived with a hearse and volunteered to work as a driver and to pitch in for services or do whatever he could, he told NBC News. Other arriving morticians were there to help with facial reconstruction services, given the damage caused by the shooter's military-style rifle. Governor Greg Abbott, speaking at a Memorial Day event in Longview, said this.
What happened in Uvalde was a horrific act of evil. And as Texans, we must come together and lift up Uvalde.
I'm Rita Foley.
Worries about a possible recession, inflation, and rising interest rates have sent stocks reeling. The Conference Board says consumer confidence edged lower in May. It's been a rough start to the holiday travel season. Tracking service FlightAware says airlines canceled more than 2,800 flights from Thursday through yesterday. Delta Airlines, usually among the top performers, had the worst record among major carriers. Authorities say a state trooper in North Carolina shot and killed a man they say presented a pistol during a traffic stop initiated for a seatbelt violation. The European Union agreed to ban the overwhelming majority of Russian oil imports after tense negotiations that tested how far the bloc is willing to go to ostracize Moscow. Shanghai authorities say they'll take major steps tomorrow toward reopening China's largest city after a two-month coronavirus lockdown. This is AP News. First Lady Jill Biden says she and President Biden don't like to hash out their disagreements in public. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The First Lady says they argue by text, as she calls it, fexting. After she recently texted him during an argument, Dr. Biden tells Harper's Bazaar magazine the president told her, "You realize that's going to go down in history. There will be a record of that," noting presidential communications are preserved. Dr. Biden told the magazine, "I won't tell you what I called him that time." She also says the first couple may soon be sharing the White House living quarters with a teenage granddaughter who landed a summer internship here in Washington and wants to move into the executive mansion with her grandparents. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A 9-year-old girl survived a cougar attack after wandering up a trail with two friends while camping in northwest Washington state. Others found the young male cougar and killed it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.